Let's pray. Father, it's been an interesting last couple of weeks. We got to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of our social safety net, which has been an amazing collaboration of churches and nonprofits and government agencies trying to find common ground and work together to serve people in our community. And then something kind of stirred up in the hearts of local churches and pastors and folks that do good work. They started reaching out saying, how can we collaborate more? And so now we have just some crazy conversations going on about ways to collaborate and ways to better help people, and not just help people physically, but to also help them spiritually, to introduce them to Jesus. And so I'm just really excited about that. I'm excited to be a part of those conversations. I'm excited that our church gets to participate in these kinds of things. And I got to be honest, it's a little overwhelming. And so, Lord, pray for your wisdom and your direction and all of that. And as you provide opportunities, certainly you provide the grace and the wisdom that we need. So thank you for that in advance. And Lord, as we're going to touch on more collaboration between churches this morning in our message, I just got thinking about some guys this week that I love dearly. A fellow named Rusty Currington, who his dad used to pastor in this area, and now he's a pastor at a church called the Father's House. And I am just loving the work that you're doing in his heart. He's such a Christ-like person. His character just exudes your humility and your gentleness, and I'm just so grateful to have somebody like that in my life, to have many people like that in my life, actually. Lord, for my friend Joe Winter, who pastors at Real Life Church, he's asked for prayer, and I want to pray for him publicly as he's in Florida this week, preaching at a car show outreach. I just love how his gift of mechanics is used in ministry here locally, and then how he's recognized and brought out to do a ministry of that type in other places. And so, Lord, we pray your blessing on him as he delivers your word today, and that people would hear it and they would receive it, and that they would come to know you in better ways. Pray for my friend Dale Campfield at Eastgate Community Church, who's also asked to be prayed for, and because he's in Ghana, West Africa today. And I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for his commitment to praying for me in my times of difficulty. Somebody that I know takes going before the Lord seriously and earnestly. Lord, I pray for him as he's in West Africa, as he's preaching, but also more importantly, as he's helping to establish good practices in the churches over there. That's something that they need a lot of, and he can certainly bring wisdom from his years of ministry, both good and bad. Lord, I pray for my buddy John Sinclair, who we all know and love, who runs Mercy Works and is a pastor at River Tree Church in Milford. I pray for him because he needs some rest. He is on vacation, which has been long overdue, and I pray that it would be a time of refreshment and focus, and that he would hear from you while he's there, and that you would give him wisdom about, as he proceeds in ministry coming back, he has a lot of opportunities before him to collaborate, and I pray that you help to give him discernment and all of that. Thank you for his ministry, and thank you for his impact in teaching me how to be a better person of prayer. And Lord, I pray this morning that you'd bless our time in the Word, and be with us as we study and as we ponder a very important subject today, and we pray these things in your name. Amen.